So yesterday we let you know, because our lawyers are so boring and paranoid, that we really can't do anything for April Fool's Day per their orders, because everybody is going to sue us and everybody doesn't have a sense of humor, and it's really just our legal department. So that
who sucked the fun out of everything?
Really, they really do. But that doesn't mean we can't try to, you know, prank the ones we love, and in this case, family members. I want to see how well my daughters know me. I'm going to try and pull an April Fool's joke on both of them.
Okay.
And tell them I'm going full on vegan and I need their advice. I'm going to see if they're like, yeah, okay, Dad, April Fool's Day, or are they going to buy it.
Now, you're going to have to call on your cell phone, John, because if we try to call them from the studio line, they're going to know right away that something's up.
Sure, don't worry. I won't screw it up.
Okay.
I'll just put it on speakerphone. What are you laughing at?
Okay.
I'll just put it on speakerphone.
Okay,
and
then we can hear.
Hold it up to the microphone so we can all share in the joviality.
I love it.
I will say, though, I don't think they're going to buy it. I think that concept is just too far-fetched, even on April Fool's Day. Because me, vegan.
Gotta make it more believable.
Shh. Let's start with Abby.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, you sound tired, babes.
I am tired. Yeah. I'm kind of resting in the car.
Okay, yeah, Abby and her boyfriend Zach are off to Disney. Hey, I need to,
Who are you talking? Is this on the air?
No.
You ruined it, John.
I ruined it. I totally ruined it. I was gonna...
Prank me?
I was going to tell you that I have to go vegan and I want some advice just to see if you were going to buy it for April Fool's Day, but turns out I'm just a fool.
I don't think that the fun police Johnny would appreciate this very much.
I'd be referring... Now the cat's out of the bag.
That was great. Oh, John, this, your face is so red. Oh,
so dumb. What a dope. Abby was referring to our corporate lawyer, Johnny Colombo, who... doesn't let us have any fun on
April
Fool's Day. No, he always
shoots down every idea we have.
All right, well, I love you. Happy April
Joke's
Fool's.
Joke's on Dad.
April Fool's, your dad's a fool. What a horrible realization that you've known for a long time, I'm sure. All right, have fun.
I don't think I would ever fall for the vegan thing anyway.
I know. All right.
Well, Abby, thank you for letting us bug you while you're resting in the car. See, the whole thing, John, when you're having a conversation with her, you're not supposed to talk to other people. Like,
hey, jackass, who are you talking to? All right. No, this backfired. Thanks. I love you.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Love you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Man, leave it to me.
ACM nominated.
ACM. What a dope.
That was great.
Unreal. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Here's a little story about why my girlfriend Sam and I work. I was dozing off yesterday, and all of a sudden I hear, oh my God. I'm like, what? She goes, breaking news. Profar suspended for 80 games for PEDs. I'm like, whoa.
Well, you probably would want to know that.
No, I was being serious. I'm like, you're my dream girl.
I'm surprised your MLB sound effect didn't go off that you always have when there's breaking news.
It did. It did. I had it on silent, but it sure did. Yeah, so our beloved, now the Atlanta Braves' beloved outfielder Jerks and Profar suspended for 80 games for a performance-enhancing drug violation. He also will be banned from the playoffs should the Atlanta Braves make the playoffs. This is a big, big deal for many, many reasons, and it obviously hurts Atlanta. They signed Jurickson Profar to a very big 3-year, $42 million deal in January based on what he did last year. Now, I've got some thoughts, if you like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm curious, first of all, what his response was.
Here's exactly what he said. Braves fans, today is the most difficult day of my baseball career. I'm devastated to announce I have been suspended for 80 games by MLB and the commissioner's office for testing positive for a banned substance this offseason. This is especially painful for me because anyone who knows me and has seen me play knows I am deeply passionate about the game. There's nothing I love more than competing with my teammates and being a fan favorite. Everything he said is right so far.
Uh-huh.
I would never do anything to cheat this game. I have been tested my entire career, including 8 times last season alone, have never tested positive. I would never willingly take a a banned substance, but I take full responsibility and accept MLB's decision.
Okay, so there's something he took. He didn't realize. He's saying he didn't know it had a banned substance in it.
Sure, that's what he's saying.
Okay.
And right. I've got a heart theory and a head theory. Mm-hmm. Here's the heart theory. Based on what he's saying, and based on watching him play for the Padres and play his butt off for the Padres.
Right, we loved him.
I have no reason not to believe him. Right? I loved watching him. I was very sad when the Padres lost him to free agency. I understood why.
Sure. In the past history, never tested positive, but tested 8 times in itself last year. It seems like you want to believe him.
He's done nothing in his career except one thing to get me to doubt maybe what he's saying.
Okay.
And that one thing, and here's where my head theory comes in, using my brain, not my heart. Listen, Jurickson never, ever, 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 ever had a season like he had last year for the Padres. Ever.
But wouldn't he have tested positive last year if that was the cause of it? Had 8 tests?
If people don't think that athletes are still taking PEDs and getting away with it because they have a good mask, they have a cycle that they've got down pat where they know they can do it then and be clean by the time they get tested, you're being naive. It happens all the time. So I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm saying it's eyebrow raising that he came out of nowhere last year to do what he did. Signed a $1 million free agent contract with the Padres, went on to have numbers that he never even came close to getting, and then getting this massive free agent payday. Now, Jurickson Profar is not going to get paid for the 80 games he's suspended for, which is a big chunk of change.
Yeah.
But as much money as he's making with the Atlanta Braves now, it still doesn't matter. Okay. He's still going to get huge money. So in a way, in a cynical way, it's worth it. No matter what happens, it's worth it. He's still going to get paid. Now, that's my head speaking. But, yeah, I mean, we all love Jurickson Profar. He got a huge ovation the entire weekend at Petco Park, as he should have. And he stepped right up and said, yeah, I'll accept this.
I think with his past history of never, ever having a problem before, ever, how many times he was tested last year, I'm going to go with what he says.
Okay. I'd like to think that. I'm going to go ahead and take the easy way out in saying I'm just glad it's Atlanta's problem and not the Padres' problem.
I just want to say, who was the first one to bring it up this morning?
It was producer Jessica.
Guys, I'm baseball now.
Very proud of you. Very proud of you, kid.
John, you know that I have sometimes an extreme reaction to you sneezing.
Sometimes? You'd think you'd watch my head explode the way you react.
Well, because it sounds like that.
It does.
I have a loud sneeze.
Very, very loud sneezer. It's funny so how, is my husband.
It's funny how some people have, how everybody's got a different sounding sneeze.
Mm-hmm. Some people are like, you know, I'm like, okay. But you, it is huge. And my husband is the same thing.
We're purgers. We purge our bodies of allergens.
Okay. So there is actually a way to sneeze more quietly if you want to.
Go on. I'm curious.
A doctor had put out this on Instagram, and producer Jessica sent this to me, and I was intrigued by it because two men who I spend most of my time with in my life are the loudest sneezers in the history of sneezing.
Oh, so, has that been documented?
Yes.
I didn't know there was a contest.
It's true.
I finally won something.
So, according to him, when you think you're going to sneeze, the first thing you're supposed to do is exhale to release some of the air. And if you think about it, when you're going to sneeze, you have a tendency to breathe in. You're supposed to exhale because the more air in your lungs, the louder the sneeze.
Huh.
The second thing you're supposed to do is try to keep your mouth closed. And you do that by holding your tongue to the roof of your mouth to direct the pressure through your nose. So it would come out just your nose and not your achoo.
Yeah, but what if you got a huge nose like I do? And frankly, your husband's got a honker too. I mean, maybe that adds to it. No offense, Kurt, but you know.
And then he says, try not to engage your vocal cords. Imagine just letting out a deep sigh. Mm. And then if all else fails, sneeze into your handkerchief or your elbow to help muffle the sound.
I do that. I'm still very loud.
You're so loud.
But I always cover my mouth. I'm not gross. I'd like the theory of that. I'd like to practice that. But how often do we get prepared for a sneeze? I'm not talking about, you know, that one that like is festering and then you can't get it out and it's like, so frustrating. I'm talking about all of a sudden you're sitting there and boom, 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 boom. I rattle off 3 or 4 in a row. I don't have time to, okay, exhale. No, push my tongue on the roof of my mouth. I didn't know there's a checklist.
We know when it's coming, don't we, Jess? You hear that?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my gosh. Stop painting me into be this Jabba the Hutt type sneezer.
By the way, this same article is in the Washington Post. A Japanese doctor says it's actually a learned behavior when you have super loud sneezes.
Really?
And he said in Japan, you don't hear it as much because they're a little more demure than us. He fully threw shade. But
a learned behavior.
Yeah, he said it's a learned behavior.
So you're saying I'm a loud sneezer because I want people to notice me?
I mean,
maybe you just want to be blessed. You do get upset if people don't say bless you. You do get upset if somebody doesn't say it.
Not just to me, in general. It's just politeness. And what kind of loser would I be if I pick my sneeze to get attention?
No,
nothing else?
John, in your corner is my husband, because my husband, Kurt, I sent this article to him. And he wrote, WTF, ? You'll blow your brains out that way. A sneeze is your body attempting to eject something.
Thank you.
Sorry.
100%. And boy, I just feel so bad for you and for Jessica, for everybody else that has to be burdened by us loud sneezers.
Okay. Stop being so dramatic.
I wish I had a dainty strawberry shortcake sneeze. Like, I wish I had that. What will you complain about me next?
It was just a way to help, maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
Achoo. Now that would be awesome if you sneeze like that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Yay!
Chantel is in Hamul. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
Can you do me a favor and kick John out of the studio?
John, you gotta go.
All right, Chantel, good luck.
Chantel, I have 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than John, you're going to get $100. Please beat him, please beat him. But I have to let you know that all ties go to John, okay?
Okay.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge being brought to you by a garage door and gate store. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. Go to agaragedoorandgatestore.com. Here we go. Question number one. Full House actor Dave Coulier announced that he is now cancer-free. Yay. He played Uncle Joey on Full House. What network originally aired Full House?
ABC?
Rain Disick is the 10-year-old son of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick. He's been talking about the long-standing rumor that Justin Bieber is his biological father. He says, no, Justin is not my dad. Justin Bieber is married to Haley. Her dad is an actor as well as her uncles. Who is her dad?
Oh, Alec Baldwin.
Actor Joey Lawrence, best known for the 90s sitcom Blossom, spoke out about the fact he's been using his middle name as his last name throughout his career. His very first acting role at 5 years old was in a Cracker Jack commercial. What famous song at sporting events around the country sing about Cracker Jacks?
Baseball. Take me out to the ball game.
Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice, who already, by the way, served 11 months in prison for fraud, now allegedly owes over $3 million to the IRS. Teresa Giudice is part of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Oh, I don't know.
And finally, Chet Hanks enlists his dad, Tom Hanks, for his latest music video that recreates Forrest Gump scenes. Chet has 3 siblings, including a brother who is also an actor like his dad and mom. What is that Hanks' first name?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, let's get John back in. What are you up to today, Chantel?
Going to work.
What do you do, honey?
I'm a veterinary technician.
Very nice. Taking care of the animals.
Yeah.
May I ask where?
In La Mesa at the emergency hospital.
Okay. Man, my people at the Carlsbad Village Animal Hospital, they're so kind and so nice. And just, Roger actually loves going there. I've never seen a dog so happy to go to the vet.
That's
crazy.
Awesome. All right, John. Chantel did 2 out of 5.
All right. Okay.
Here we go. Full House actor Dave Coulier announced that he is now cancer-free. He played Uncle Joey on Full House. What network originally aired Full House?
ABC.
Chantel knew that. It is 1-1. Rain Disick is the 10-year-old son of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick. And he's been speaking out about the longstanding rumor that Justin Bieber is his biological father, saying no. Justin is not my dad. Justin is married to Haley. Her dad is an actor as well as her uncles. Who is her dad?
Her dad is a Baldwin. Her dad is Stephen Baldwin.
Nice job. Chantel went with Alec Baldwin. It is 2-1, John. Joey Lawrence, most famous for his role in the 90s sitcom Blossom, spoke out about how he has been using his middle name as his last name throughout his career. He got his very first acting gig when he was 5 years old in a Cracker Jack commercial. What famous song at a sporting event sings about Cracker Jacks?
Take me out to the ballgame.
That is right. Chantel got that as well. It is 3-2, John.
I stand up and wrap my arms around whoever I'm with, and we sway back and forth every time. It's weird when you're with a stranger.
from what I understand, that song at ball games is what made Cracker Jack so popular. Oh. They can thank baseball for that.
I thought they were delicious.
All right. Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice, who has already served 11 months in prison for fraud, now allegedly owes over $3 million to the IRS. Teresa is from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. What is the capital of New Jersey?
It's not Newark. It's a town. It's a town that you wouldn't. Oh, come on! Any more time than that?
You always come at me. Come on, John. You're the cap. You're the one who knew the whole song about capitals.
Yeah, I forgot.
Chantel didn't know either. It is Trenton. Trenton, New Jersey.
I wouldn't have got that.
It is still 3-2, John.
I don't think I've ever been to Jersey ever.
Mm. And finally, Chet Hanks, whose father is actor Tom Hanks, enlisted his dad for his latest music video that recreates the Forrest Gump scenes. Chet has three siblings, including a brother who is also an actor like his dad and mom. What Hanks is this?
Noah. I don't know.
Colin.
Hanks. Duh, I know that.
Yes, yes.
He was on Dexter, for God's sake. I know Colin Hanks.
All right. Well, Chantel, John beat you by a score of 3-2. You're not going to get any of his money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Yeah, you're going to go take your family to Legoland. 4-pack resort hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. Build memories for less. Legoland California Resort offering you second day free tickets this spring break.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Chantel, before we go, you do have to say this.
Hi, I'm Chantel from Hummel, and I flunked out of John's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Despite the fact that our lawyers suck, I'm sorry, our lawyers are no fun and have basically prohibited us from doing anything fun on April Fool's Day. This job is supposed to be fun, last time I checked, but you don't want to hear my sour grapes.
No.
I do want to hear how you're having fun, if you've been fooled today, if you were the fooler today. We all heard my miserable attempt at trying to April Fool my first daughter, Abby. My second daughter, Julia, was given the heads up by Abby and said, don't even bother. There's no way you're going to be a vegan.
Yes.
A nice epic fail anyway. So we're going to move on from that.
I've been reading some very funny April Fool's pranks that are harmless, right, but yet funny. The one that really stood out to me was a wife who took her husband's bar of soap and painted it with clear nail polish and then let it dry and put it back, and he couldn't figure out why the soap wasn't lathering. That's a good
prank. That works, huh?
Yeah, well, sure. There's no water's going to get through there, and you wouldn't be able to tell because it's clear.
That is why I'm so happy I made the switch to liquid soap. I got the complete don't even think about pranking me in any way, shape, or form for my girlfriend Sam. So they're, apparently she's also following our lawyer's lead.
833-287-1037.
Scott's in Rancho Santa Fe. Scott, April Fool's joke that you pulled or that was pulled on you?
Well, it pulled on me. I got to work and I looked in my office window and everything was completely destroyed. I had paper thrown all over the place. Looked kind of like somebody had just gone in and ransacked my office. But it was neat. Then I got into the office and saw that there were balloons everywhere and they had tassels put everywhere, and they had found all the candy that I cannot stand from Halloween and had it all over the place that obviously I wouldn't be eating. So it was nice. It was nice. It was one of those ransack and destroy your boss's office type of day.
Oh, so you're the boss. That's why they did it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm one employee short now. No, I'm just kidding. If anybody's looking, though.
Okay. That's pretty indicative of the boss that you must be if they feel cool enough with you to, destroy your office in the name of an April Fool's joke.
I work with six women, and I have to be nice because obviously I'm not really, I call myself the boss to you. I don't call myself the boss at the office.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you sure you're the boss, bro? Working with six women? Clearly, you've got a grip on things. All right, cool. Thanks for that.
You bet.
833-287-1037. Whether it happened today or April Fool's Day's past, best way you were punked or the best way you fooled somebody?
Another one I read I have to share because I think this is brilliant. And if my dishwasher hadn't been broken, I would have tried this on my husband because he would have flipped out. The husband bought a brand new toilet brush, just like the one that they have. He put it in the dishwasher. And when his wife saw it and started freaking out, he said, "What? This is the way I've always cleaned it." Can you imagine my husband, Kurt? He would lose it.
833-287-1037. Happy April Fool's Day, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Happy April Fool's Day, Lisa. What you got for us?
Hi. Well, okay, growing up, my mom always made our lunches. Fool's Day, she would have lunch in your sandwich. She would put a piece of cardboard on either side of the cut sandwich. A piece of cardboard when you fit into it.
Every April Fool's Day? Did you ever forget, or did you always remember that she was going to do that?
I don't recall. I just know that it happened a lot. And so I've done it to my husband once. That's it.
Once.
Yeah, once. Because he remembers. But this morning, he got up after me, and I'm looking out my back door, and I said, "Hey, come," like really quietly, telling him to come to me. And he's like, "What?" And I said, "I put some fingers up above my head, like there's a deer out there." So he's coming looking, and he's looking all over, and said, "April Fool's." So he felt that was a really good one this morning. So.
Well, it sounds like you really get into it. I'm going back to your mom terrorizing you with cardboard instead of actual food. I mean, when I was a kid, the only thing I looked forward to at school was recess and lunch. I mean, if someone messes with my lunch, it would have ruined my life.
Well, you can take the cardboard out, yes, and there'd still be the peanut butter and jelly or the bologna sandwich, whatever it was.
Thank you. Yeah. You bet. Thank you, Lisa. You're so dramatic, like your lunch was ruined.
Mother ruined my lunch! Happy April Fool's Day. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Maybe we win our first ACM, maybe we won't, but we're still going to celebrate with our own personal hometown ACM ceremony.
John and I, in our entire 25 years, have never been nominated for an Academy of Country Music Award. Until now. And that in itself, honestly, is super exciting. But we also want to recognize some of our favorite things in San Diego County.
That's why our ACMs stand for Awards for Community Magnificence. And we have the five finalists that you have selected for the, quote, best gym for normal people in San Diego County. You know, not the, as Tammy mentioned yesterday, meatheads that are, you know, counting the veins in their biceps as they're admiring their sleek physique, or the gals that get themselves out of a complete makeover,
yes,
before they go to the gym so they can TikTok themselves, mm-hmm, with one bead of sweat that they sprayed on themselves on their forehead.
It's totally true.
You know, normal people gym.
Missed me.
You know, like people who bodies like Mr. Peanut, like I have, or, you know, Tammy trying to do
Mr.
one.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, except the top hat. I don't have that. But other than that, physique matches. Or Tammy trying to do one pull-up.
One.
We go to gyms for normal people.
Yes. So we have our five finalists. So your chance now to vote for your favorite. Dan McKinney Family YMCA, Rev Body in Eastlake, the Oceanside Gym, North County Fitness, and Latitude 32 Fitness in El Cajon. So if you go to KSON.com and click on our ACM Awards, John and Tammy's ACM Awards, you can vote for your favorite.
I like seeing that there are gyms strewn about San Diego County, not just East County, mm-hmm, not just North County, all right about. So that's really, really cool. KSON.com to vote for our ACMs, our Awards for Community Magnificence.
John's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Yay!
Let's go out to Amber in Escondido. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Can you do me a favor, please, and kick John out of the studio?
John, you gotta go.
All right. Good luck, Amber.
Thank you.
John's College of Hollywood Knowledge is being brought to you by a garage door and gate store. For custom gates and garage doors, go to agaragedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, honey, that all ties will go to John, okay?
Okay.
Actor Dave Coulier has announced that he is cancer-free. He is most famous for playing Uncle Joey on Full House. How many seasons of Full House were there?
13.
Rain Disick, the 10-year-old son of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, is speaking out about the longstanding rumor that Justin Bieber is his biological father, saying, no, Justin's not my dad. Who is Justin Bieber's wife?
Hailey Bieber.
Actor Joey Lawrence is not his actual real name. The actor, known for roles on the 90s sitcom Blossom, spoke out about how he's been using his middle name as his last name throughout his career. What was his most famous catchphrase in Blossom?
Whoa.
Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice may be in financial trouble again, this time because she allegedly owes $3 million along with her husband, Louie, in tax debt. What Real Housewife franchise is Teresa Giudice a part of?
Real Housewives of New York.
All right. And finally, Amber, Chet Hanks enlisted his dad, Tom Hanks, for a music video that recreates Forrest Gump scenes. In the movie Forrest Gump, what kind of scholarship does Forrest get for college?
For like football.
All right. Let's get John back in. What are you up to today, honey?
We are on our way to football practice, weightlifting, me and my son.
Wow. What team does he play for?
He plays for Escondido Charter.
Nice. All right, okay. John, Amber did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Full House actor Dave Coulier announced that he is cancer-free. He played Uncle Joey on Full House. How many seasons did Full House run?
Sweet God.
No, under, over.
Right off the bat, huh?
I know.
Six.
You got it wrong. Amber got it wrong. She said, I believe, 13. The answer was 8.
Okay.
8 seasons of Full House.
Well, it's a little tough off the bat.
Okay. Rain Disick is the 10-year-old son of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, and he's been speaking out about the longstanding rumor that Justin Bieber is his biological father, saying, no, Justin is not my dad. Who is Justin Bieber's wife?
Hailey Baldwin. Bieber. Saw a really weird picture of her father, Stephen Baldwin, bringing her to meet Justin Bieber when she was like 9 and he was like 14.
Oh, I saw that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wild. It is 1-1. Actor Joey Lawrence says Joey Lawrence is not his real name. He's best known, obviously, for the 90s sitcom Blossom, and he spoke out how he's been using his middle name as his last name throughout his career. What was his famous catchphrase in Blossom?
Oh, whoa.
You and Amber both said it like that. That was great. It is now 2-2. By the way, his name is Joseph Lawrence Mignogna.
I can see why he changed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Real Housewives star Teresa Giudice may be in financial trouble again, this time because her and her husband, Louie, allegedly owe $3 million in tax debt. What Real Housewives franchise is Teresa Giudice
a part
of?
This is not my... Oh, God. New York.
That's the same thing that Amber said, too. Oh. She is New Jersey.
They're the same thing, really?
No, they're completely different shows and not at all the same thing.
Same states, I meant.
New York is very upset with you for saying that. We're not Jersey.
Never seen any of them.
Still 2-2. And finally, John, Chet Hanks enlists his dad, Tom Hanks, for a music video that recreates the Forrest Gump movie scenes. In the movie Forrest Gump, what kind of scholarship does Forrest get for college?
He gets a football scholarship.
You are right. Amber got that right as well. So we end in a tie.
Amber and I are on the same page today.
Really?
I love it.
We are.
All right. That means you guys end up with a tie, and all ties go to John. You don't get any money, but you do get a great prize.
You and your family are going to Legoland with a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets. Build memories for less. Legoland California Resort offering you second early yet, but still really hard to not be excited about the best start in the San Diego Padres history. We're sitting at 5-0 right now.
It's exciting.
It's never happened before. And the last time the Padres started this hot, they started 4-0. And guess what happened that year? They went to the World Series.
Yes, they did.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. But, I mean, at this point, why not? Why not the San Diego Padres?
And tonight's a big night because producer Jessica is taking her son Walt to his very first Padres game.
Big news.
I know. I'm so excited. It's because tonight is Autism Acceptance acceptance night. So,
nice.
Walt has autism, so we thought this would be the perfect time.
Sure.
Because there'll be a lot of people that will understand him there. So I'm really, really excited.
Jessica, you would have loved the section we were in on Saturday. Tam and I were lucky enough to be invited to the Home of Guiding Hands party at the Pacifico Porch, and it's all about helping people with special needs, and there are special needs patients and their families there together, all just having a great time at the ball game. You would have loved it. And am I wrong when I say that Petco Park is one of the most autism-friendly stadiums in all of sports?
I mean, I back that, but I know they very much are. They have a sensory room and facilities for every single game, whether it is Autism Acceptance Night or not, that you can get scheduled tours. Because a lot of people on the spectrum, they want to be able to see and know what they're getting into. It's new places give them a lot of anxiety.
Right.
So you can schedule a tour to help get your child or even your adult with autism a little more comfortable with the facility. They do a lot for the autism community, and it's really, really cool to see, and I'm excited to see it for ourselves tonight.
The other thing you have to keep alive, producer Jessica,
I know. Oh my gosh.
Is the streak of now we've kind of been included in it. John, you have a perfect record right now. Well, when you go to a game, they win.
I'm 2-0, but so
and
far.
And I went with you to a game, and they won, and now producer Jessica, you're going, so you have, that's all in your hands now.
I'm terrified.
You should be terrified.
I'm terrified.
If they lose tonight,
it's all my fault.
100%. I'm kind of torn right now because on opening day, I don't know who it was, but a lovely young woman came up to me and gave me a Padres home opener, one of those yellow flexible bracelets you put around your arm. And I was going to wear it just for opening day, but I forgot to take it off. It was on my hand on Saturday as well, where we won. Padres haven't lost a game yet, so until they do, I was going to give you this to wear tonight, but I can't, because if I take it off, they might lose.
Oh, I get that.
Oh, I get
so
it.
I can't take it off.
Wrist.
No, it has to
so
stay,
it's
there.
Stay.
Got
there.
It. Okay.
Baseball, one of the most superstitious sports ever, right?
Couldn't
Wouldn't
agree
you
more.
Say?
Yeah.
For the fans and the players.
Yes.
Well, have fun.
Yay.
I mean, you're going to have a great night at the ballpark. Michael King's on the mound. We're going for 6 straight to start the season off. It's never been done. I mean, it's all in your favor, Jessica. Don't screw it up.
I need you to stop. I'm so nervous.
Every pitch of every game, as you probably are aware of, can be heard on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Let's go, Padres.